Mobley hands it off to Jetty. Three ball.
There it is.
Jetty Osman ties the game at 122. 32 seconds to go.
Hey, we're just going to forget about the last 32 seconds at the moment here as we continue talking Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and by Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58, North Ridge Road in Amherst. Tim joins us this morning. And Tim, before I get to you, here's what Kevin Love said after the game.
You know, when we are down, we never fully feel like we're out of the game. Granted, we dug ourselves a hole tonight, but we just kept coming to the bench and said, you know, we are a more together team than they are.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, I thought we weren't doing enough, you know, and not from an individual standpoint, but enough to help one another. And that's the only way we can survive. You know, we're not, again, we had this conversation, but we are a team. And if we don't do the things that team does to help one another, we're going to have a hard time.
Yep, team is the word really for this team, Tim. And the way that Kevin Love says we are a more together team, it says a lot really about really what this team is, how it's made.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bruce. And good morning to you and Craig. Great effort last night. Unbelievable effort to rally. But as JB just alluded to, Kevin Love, I think it was, alluded to, you dig yourself that hole, and it's so hard to come all the way back. Now, the Cavs did. Jetty Osman hits that three ball to tie the game at 122. But, you know, you've got to be there the entire game so that you're not using all that energy to come back. And, of course, the stat that really stands out from last night, a season-high 22 turnovers. And when you're going up against a team like Minnesota, who scores a lot of points as it is, you can't just give them 22 extra possessions to score even more points. So it was the turnovers that really plagued the Cavaliers last night.
And there was a mention in there also about their energy. What did you see through the ebb and flow of that game last night?
Well, to JB's point, the energy level was something that was there, but Minnesota was just playing with that intensity that perhaps the Cavs didn't play with. There's a fine line between energy and intensity, and I thought for a while in the game the T-Wolves had a little more intensity in the ball game, but again, to the Cavs' credit, they don't wilt. I mean, how many times this year have we seen them rally from these huge deficits? And that's the good news. The bad news is that you can't afford to constantly put yourself into a hole, because it will come back to bite you, and that's exactly what happened to the Cavaliers last night.
They have Charlotte now as well, another one at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. How has the crowd been? They seem to be really getting we're turning the page. They're looking at this sort of home stretch, I guess, of this regular season, and it seems like they're really showing up and giving the Cavs as much love as they can.
Well, of course, for all the years I was at WEOL, you know, I would go down there and be joined by Matt Lodi and Joe Lall and the likes of those guys, Scott Zarrilla, for the countdown shows during playoff time. And, man, the crowds that we've had recently at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse are very reminiscent of the playoff atmospheres that we would see when LeBron was here. So it has been electric. There's no doubt about it. And I mentioned during the broadcast last night, guys, that I think the crowds are really into this, not just because the team is winning. That certainly helps. But I also think Cleveland fans really appreciate hard work, and they appreciate effort. Whether it's the Cavs, the Browns, the Indians, Cleveland State basketball, it doesn't matter, Cleveland Charge, whoever the team is, if they give the ultimate effort, Cleveland fans will respond to that. And I think that's also the reason that the fans are responding to this basketball team. But, yeah, the crowds have just been incredible the last few games.
So tell me about this Junkyard Dog chain. Have you seen it? And what's the? I mean, when things like this happen, sort of naturally, organically, you know something special is really taking place with the team.
No doubt. They talk about JB Bickerstaff being a player's coach, and this is just another example of that. Where, going back several months now, it was Lamar Stevens that actually came up with the, you know, we got to play like junkyard dogs. We got to play with a lot of scrap and a lot of fierceness. And he started barking once in a while. Well, the other guys picked up on this. And so it has become a real trademark of this basketball team, a recurring theme per se. And so JB has now taken it one step further, where following the game, he will award a junkyard dog chain to one of the players who exhibits the most scrap and the most fight during the course of the game. So I know Isaac Okoro was awarded the first chain. Now, he doesn't get to keep it because there'd be a lot of chains that the Cavaliers would have to pay for. I'm not sure they built that into the budget. But, yeah, it's really nice. And from what I understand, the guys have really bought into it. And, you know, it's just another way. It's a long season. So you try to keep these guys engaged. And obviously, as I said, JB known as a player's coach. So he does things with the players to kind of get their attention, but also let them know that he and others appreciate their efforts and what they're doing, and it wants to be recognized. And so I love it. I think it's a great concept. I really do.
So we got Lauri Markkanen back, and then we try to get our pieces of the puzzle back, and every time we get one piece back, there's another piece that we're missing. What's the status on some of our point guards as we move forward this week, too?
Well, you think about the fact that we opened up the second half of the year a week ago Thursday, last Thursday up in Detroit. So it was in that game that Rajon Rondo sprained his toe, and he was having a really nice ball game. So they said a week to two for Rajon Rondo. So you're looking at probably sometime next week before Rondo returns. Caris LeVert in the practice before that Detroit ball game, he stepped on somebody's foot during a scrimmage down at Cleveland Clinic courts. And so he was going to be out a week to two. So that would be a week already right now. Because that practice, I believe, was Tuesday or Wednesday. So you're looking at least another week for Caris LeVert. And, of course, the big question is Darius Garland. Darius, from all accounts, is feeling better as far as his back is concerned. I think Darius really wants to play. He is itching to get back out there. But the Cavaliers, an abundance of caution with Darius Garland. They keep saying it's day-to-day. So I don't know if we'll see him tomorrow night with Charlotte. Nothing has been indicated that he would return to the lineup with Charlotte. But then you've got Philly on Friday. That's a big road game. That's a huge test. So we'll see maybe if we can get DG back by Friday. That certainly would be nice. And Toronto is here on Sunday. That's another big game. So there's some big ones coming up. And for DG, he really is the critical piece to this Cavalier basketball team, so they need to get him back on the floor.
And you know, Tim, I guess they're, what, on their fifth guard or fifth or sixth guards out there now? It's amazing how well they've done under these circumstances. You know, what, a team might lose one guard at a time, but, you know, we've gone through four of them.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with Cavalier players that have a G after they in their name when they put the roster out, because, you know, this all goes back and started with Colin Sexton, and then, of course, the unfortunate loss of Ricky Rubio and Garland and LeVert and Rondo, and it just keeps happening to that guard position. And to your point, Craig, and I 100% agree, and I've shared this with a lot of people, this exciting and thrilling Cavs season, they have done this through all sorts of challenges. It's not as though they've been 100% healthy and the schedule was soft. That hasn't been the case at all. They have really fought through incredible adversity to get to 36-25 on the year. So you hate to see it, but in the end, boy, if you can get everybody healthy for those final, let's say, 15 to 20 games after tomorrow night, there'll be 20 games left. If you can get everybody healthy coming down the stretch, this team could really do some damage, because I was looking at it yesterday, the normal five, if you want to call it that, of Allen, Markkanen, and Mobley, along with Garland and Okoro, they've only played 13 games together as a starting lineup. 13, that's it. So if you can get that lineup assembled for the stretch run and postseason basketball, this is a team that really could be a threat in the Eastern Conference. And by the way, in those 13 games that five have started, Cavs are 10-3. So it's a lineup that works. We've just got to get it pieced back together.
Yep. And I want to thank the schedule makers. I was cursing them at the beginning of the season when they sent us on these West Coast road trips. But now I see in March, they've given us a whole lot of home games. So we're playing a lot of home games, and in NBA, home court is always an important part of it. So it looks like a good timing for a lot of games at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
No doubt. The schedule is favorable as far as home games are concerned. And as I said, if we can get everybody healthy for the final push before playoff basketball would start in mid-April, this is a team that's going to really entertain the fans in Cleveland.
We're excited for that. Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to your call and anything you might be doing with us in the high school tournament, depending on how things go this week. I can't say. We'll just put it out there at the moment. But we appreciate your time this morning.
All righty. Thanks, guys. And, yes, hopefully I'll have another tournament game to call for WEOL. I love it.
Thanks, good. Tim Alcorn joining us this morning talking Cavaliers basketball. It's brought to you by your North Regional Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and also Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58, Northridge Road in Amherst.